pyramids of the world. One has to wonder why we keep discovering pyramids all over the earth. What was really the reason? What did ancient people think the pyramid shape represented? After all, it might have been much easier to build a square structure. There was a reason for all these pyramids, but I don't think we really have discovered that reason. Some say the pyramid was a copy of what some ancients saw in the sky, that is, pyramid-shaped UFOs. Indeed, we have seen some of them from time to time. Could it be the ancients thought by building a pyramid it would somehow attract extraterrestrials whom they thought of as gods? There are plenty of theories which suggest aliens contacted the ancients. It is also believed by some they instructed them and even helped design some of their structures. There have been cases where natives who were cut off from civilization built what they considered replicas of airplanes to attract them. The Egyptian pyramids were said to be built as tombs, and yet no body of a pharaoh was ever found in one. Could it be they were built as homes for what they considered their gods? Could the ancients have thought if they built perfect structures which were pyramids, their gods might find them so attractive they would move into them? This might sound crazy, but we have to put ourselves into the minds of the ancient Egyptians who might have met what they thought were their gods. Structures have been found in Bolivia which are ancient but not as old as the ancient pyramids in Egypt. Large settlements have been found from the Middle Ages which not only have buildings, some of which reach as high as 8 stories, but also guess what? If you said pyramids, you would be correct. These settlements were found under the forest cover using what is known as advanced laser mapping technology. This technology allows images to be seen which are under the trees and such. These places can no longer hide and many are amazed at how many there are and how large they are. Could it be some of these people in Bolivia traveled to Egypt and saw a pyramid or were told about them by a traveler and decided they were a good idea to build? If so, why are the Bolivian pyramids different in form from the Egyptian pyramids? Was the description given to them incomplete or did they think it was important to put a small temple at the top so they left the top flat? Did the people in South and Central America believe the pyramid had the same purpose as the Egyptians believed? When it comes to pyramids, there are a lot of theories and even associations dedicated to the pyramids. I found the theory the Gaza Plateau Egyptian pyramids were ancient power stations. This theory grew when certain chemicals were found on the interior walls and these chemicals could have produced electricity. If that turns out to be true, that would seem to mean the pyramids in the Americas had a different purpose because to my knowledge these chemical residues were not found there. We also have to remember the Great Pyramid in Egypt is said to be about 4,520 years old according to archaeologists. But most of the pyramids in the Americas were built thousands of years later. Maybe we are even wrong in assuming they are pyramids at all. When they were built, they may not have been considered pyramids by the builders. Remember, none of them come to a point. There are pyramids in Peru, however, that date back 5,000 years. The date is very important because if one believes the Great Pyramid is 4,520 years old but the Peruvian Pyramid is 5,000 years old, it means pyramid building could have started in Peru. The pyramid is 10 feet high and 15 feet wide and is a step pyramid which was believed to have been used for human sacrifice. Nothing is really known about the people who built it. Did you know Iraq is said to have pyramids? While called pyramids by some, they look more like the bottom part of a pyramid, but who am I to quibble about that? Anyway, most people call them ziggurats. China has their share of pyramids but they have disguised most of them by planting on top of them. You can see pyramids there on Google Earth. They are in Xinjiang, Shaanxi province. Several are visible even though they are covered with vegetation. Sudan has more pyramids than any other country so far. They are called Nubian pyramids. One amazing fact is Sudan has almost twice as many pyramids as Egypt. There are 255 which have been found in Sudan and 132 which have been found in Egypt. The Egyptian pyramids are much larger and grander. The Nubian pyramids were built much later than the Egyptian ones, with the first being built in 751 BC. It is said these pyramids served as tombs for royalty and the rich and powerful. There is even a pyramid in Rome. It is the Pyramid of Cestius. It is from the Roman era. It was built as a tomb for Gaius Cestius, who was a member of the Epulones religious group. It is considered one of the best preserved ancient buildings in Rome. The pyramids in Bosnia have been very controversial. Some say they are not pyramids at all, only natural formations. The scientist who discovered them claimed he was told never to reveal them, but he immediately put out a notice for students and others to help him dig out the pyramids, and ever since then, some members of the scientific community deny they exist. Semir Osman Agic discovered the pyramids and had what he said was the material between the blocks tested, and it dated back 20,000 years. One thing is for sure, at least one mountain looks exactly like a pyramid shape. Mexico and Guatemala both have their share of pyramids. Two of the largest pyramids in Mexico are the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon. The Pyramid of the Sun is 700 feet high and is thought to mark the most sacred spot in the ancient city of Teotihuacan. The biggest pyramid in Guatemala is in El Mirador. The Mayan city is located in the middle of the jungle. That ancient city was so large, hundreds of thousands of Mayans were thought to have lived there. It is said the La Danta Pyramid is the largest in the world by volume. Because of its difficult location, it doesn't get many visitors and not much excavation has been done. We may never know why the pyramid shape became so popular or what its true purpose was, but there is no denying it became very popular for some reason.